This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Hello. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive. These
congratulations to Cardi B, Grammy Award winner. And she...
Oh, yeah, you can give a round of applause.
She appeared on stage with Offset, who is her husband, who we talked about on this very show. We broke the news that they weren't going to be together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That they decided that, you know, that they were going to go their separate ways. But it looked
we all had a big cry. It was mm-hmm. nice.
It looked like on stage that they are back together. Cardi invited Offset up on stage while she accepted her Grammy, and there were some very... provocative pictures on the red carpet of them touching tongues. I mean, pretty safe to say that they're probably back together at this
point. I'm going to say yeah.
Well, then, I don't know when this clip dropped on Instagram.
It was the night of the Grammys.
That there's a clip up of Offset promoting his new album, which drops next week, of Cardi in labor giving birth to their daughter. Offset in the background with just like terrified look on his face.
But like looking at the camera, he's not like right next to her.
Right.
Supporting
no, he's on the other side of the room.
Her labor.
So started this conversation of it's showing her in labor giving birth. I mean,
like pushing, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, the throes of it.
It feels weird. Like, if you were Cardi
yeah.
B, would you? I mean, she obviously gave permission for him to use that, right?
I don't, how do we know that?
Well, I mean, we don't know that
together.
For sure. I mean, they are back together now.
We haven't heard anything from her saying that she didn't. I would imagine there would try to be some sort of lawsuit if she was super mad about that.
Of course.
But like, if it's his video, why wouldn't he be able to use that, I guess?
Well, I mean, there are privacy laws.
I guess that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So
she did give her permission. I don't understand why. I mean, I don't understand why he did that.
Well, I also am skeeved out by the idea that this is what he is using to promote his next album.
Right. It's pretty gross.
I suppose if he posted it and was like, this is the greatest moment of my life or something, it's like, oh, it's a very intimate moment that you're sharing with all of us. But I understand the sentiment behind it.
Right.
Makes me feel icky.
But he didn't share it all. He didn't share it to be beautiful. He shared it to be. I guess he thought it was funny. I don't know. I don't even know what his motivation was for doing this.
Well, I guess part of this is the date that it has in the video is the 22nd, and that's when Migos is releasing a new album and a new emotional documentary. So maybe that's how it's tied into it.
Is the emotional documentary about their baby?
It might be just everything that's been going on in the Migos' lives over the last couple of years. I don't
God,
really know.
Because that is something we've all been banging our heads against a wall waiting for.
Our intern Kevin is in here. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you think of this? You're a big Cardi B fan.
I am a huge Cardi B fan. Ew. I think it's hilarious. I think he's trying to make that video like Cardi B is giving birth to his new album and that maybe Culture might be on it.
Okay, so you think that it's symbolic.
Uh-huh.
Because of birth.
And it's funny, did you see Cardi B's face?
Oh my God, what an a-hole.
She's funny.
What's funny
I
about it?
I could just see her face like giving birth and she's going, ew.
What an a-hole.
Wow. What? Kevin. How's that a mean move?
What do you mean, how is it a mean move?
It's funny.
It's not funny. It was a beautiful moment.
She's in excruciating pain.
But she's in excruciating pain. There's
I know, but did you see Offset's face?
I saw that Offset was standing on the other side of the room from his wife delivering their daughter.
He's scared of blood. What do you want him to do? Stand next to her and faint?
Where do you think a baby comes out of the body?
How do you know that? He's scared of blood. That's not very, that doesn't make him sound very hard.
I mean, that's why he didn't want to see it in the video. Duh, Katie. This is the rapper life.
Okay. Seeing Offset's face is kind of funny.
Did you see Cardi B's face?
No, that part's not funny, Kevin. No, it's not.
Okay, Kevin, I'm going to punch you in the face, and then the way that your face looks pained afterwards, I'm going to laugh at it.
That's different.
How is it different?
She's happy that she's giving birth to a new life.
First of all, the word is birth.
You know I can't say my THs.
Yes, you can.
I do know that, and yes, it's time that you work on it.
We're going to get you a speech therapist.
Right. Second of all, it's for some reason, that moment, not super, like, it just seems so gross to use that to promote your terrible album.
And I love Cardi B. Love her. It makes me think poorly of her that she allowed it.
Yes, I agree with that. And that she's even back with him to begin with. You know what? Let's do an intervention on Cardi because she listens to the show.
Yes, she does. I've actually written a couple.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Statements about.
You've been prepared for this.
I knew it was coming. About how her actions have affected me.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Cardi,
mm-hmm.
When you first came out, I actually thought that you were a talentless hack, but I have come around and now I love you very much.
Okay.
Offset is ruining your life. And that's all.
Oh, is that all you wrote?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I just wrote, girl, you can do so much better. So. I wrote that a lot.
Oh, right.
Much better.
Okay.
Don't do this. Why are you doing this?
Oh, on the back, I also wrote, Runaway.
Yeah. I have the same thing written down. So hopefully she heard that. Because, if you're getting the support from people like Kevin, you're on the wrong track.
That should have been on my letter.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.